Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you had an amazing weekend if you're listening to this on a Monday, which I know so many of you do because gratefully I hear from you on a Monday. So please reach out to me, say hi. I absolutely love it when I get people reach out to listen to these episodes. It honestly means the world to me. And if you want to give me a little gift this morning or this evening, wherever you're listening to this, all I would ask is if you just leave a review, and it all really, really helps the podcast grow and hopefully reach more ears, because we are going to be talking about some really, really important topics: how we can all future-proof our career, how we can all build our self-belief, our confidence, and make sure we have those absolutely solid foundations as we move into the next decade of work. But today, I wanted to share something with you all that I have been reading on LinkedIn. So I love digging into the LinkedIn reports. They obviously have got the most accurate live data when it comes to careers, skills, what the market is looking for. So it tends to be very, very accurate. And I always pay close attention when they release these reports. So today, I'm going to be sharing the top five fastest growing skills in Australia, but I can guarantee this will be global for 2025. So these are really, really interesting because, look, there's no denying we are about to live through the next 5 or 10 years of an incredible amount of change. Some people are really fearful of what the future looks like. Some people are incredibly optimistic. I am probably playing somewhere in the middle. I think that for those of us that really get smart during this time, for those of us that double down, upskill ourselves, really think about, you know, what the future holds, making sure that we're playing around with some new tech, we're really sort of, I guess, digging deep into our critical slash soft skills. You know, we're really making sure that we're working on ourselves every single day. The future is definitely bright. I do think that the technology that's coming is going to be a massive enabler. I think there's going to be so many incredible people that will launch things, create things, you know, just become so much more productive in their days, and then enabling them to have more time to spend on hobbies and family engagement. So I think for those of us that get in the driver's seat of our own careers and lives, the next 5 or 10 years is going to be absolutely incredible. And I want every single person that listens to this podcast to be on that side of the fence. There's going to be others that ignore that think that this is just a fad, that think that this is going to go away. And the data that's coming out now does not support that. So I want to make sure that everybody is ready and everyone's prepared and everybody's getting the same information that I'm receiving, that we're all remaining really open-minded, curious, and we're setting ourselves up for success. So here we go. The top five skills, the fastest growing skills in 2025 in Australia slash globally, because it definitely will be, because this is what I'm reading across the globe right now. So can you have a guess what the number one is? No surprise, shock, horror. You know, no one's winning any money for guessing this, but it's AI literacy. Yep, I know everyone's going, oh God, you know, here we go. But it is everywhere. Ladies, gentlemen, whoever's listening to this right now, we need to be taking this seriously now, right? Like, this is really, really important. AI is here. I was at I guess you could call it a party, a gathering over the weekend, someone's 40th. And it was amazing to me the amount of people I was talking to that hadn't used ChatGPT yet, hadn't played around with AI. Right, out of a room of 25 adults who I would say are career professionals, some were in marketing, some had their own businesses, some were teachers, some were in HR. they were telling me that they hadn't downloaded ChatGPT. They didn't have it on their phone. This is not an option, guys, anymore. If you want to future-proof your career, you need to have an understanding. You need to be curious about these tools. I actually set aside now 3 hours every single week. This is what I'm doing. I always want to share what I'm doing as well and what I'm getting coached on to play around with new tools. And I'll be honest, 3 hours probably isn't even enough. But that's what I am saying to myself, Georgina, every single week now, you have to be playing around with new AI tools, whether that's Claude, whether that's NoLM. My husband was telling me one of the other day called Shadow, where you can literally like record notes with your voice. Like, I'm playing around with this tech. I use ChatGPT every single day in my business right now. I have it on my phone. I cannot remember, if I'm really honest, the last time I Googled anything. After Catherine said at the Sisterhood Social a few months back now, delete Google off your phone, I literally have not used Google since she said that. And I am talking every day to ChatGPT and getting my information from there as opposed to Google, right? So please take this seriously. Please do not ignore this. In terms of how we can all, I guess, get more AI literate, yes, absolutely. We can be downloading tools like ChatGPT, Microsoft Copilot, you know, and just having this part of our day-to-day lives. We can use it to boost productivity, but we can literally just be talking to it every day, seeing what it comes back with. We can even train in our voice. So one thing that I've done recently is I've uploaded all of my solos from my podcast up into a personal GPT. So basically now that's learning how I speak, my tonality, and it's really sort of getting to know me. So when I want to create a presentation, for example, it's coming out as in my tone, in my ways of thinking, in my voice. It is exceptional. It's helping me so much in my day-to-day lives with my recruitment company, with this podcast. So please play around with it. You know, look into doing some courses. Look, there's so many free courses out there at the moment on Udemy. Obviously EY did a partnership with Microsoft as well. Like, there's no excuse now to not be playing around with this technology. So that is the number one fastest growing skills in Australia for 2025. And I am getting asked the other day, this actually generally happened. I was on a call with a new client, and they said that they were going to be hiring for a head of artificial intelligence. That was going to be a role. They were going to be hiring for prompt engineers. They were going to be hiring for all of these tech roles had an AI component to them. So it's already happening. Businesses are already looking for this skill set. And I am honestly saying to you, if you are in tech right now, you need to be adding AI skills and courses and pulling that on your LinkedIn profile. Get the qualification, get the certification, and plaster it all over LinkedIn. Okay, like, this is really important. We're in this phase where the internet was, right? Way back when everyone's thinking it was a fad again and no one wanted to use the internet and all these things, right? There's always a lag time when people are nervous, cautious. They're like, nah, that's not going to be around forever, right? But we always end up embracing this new technology. AI is being embraced so much quicker. So you want to be the one at the front of this, the front list of people who are going to be getting hired over the next 2 to 3 to 5 years. So do yourself a favor today. If you are not currently using AI, download ChatGPT onto your phone, start speaking to it, start interacting with it. That's the first thing I would say. If you're somebody that uses Outlook, download Microsoft Copilot. There's just so many tools out there. Please start playing with them. Please start interacting with them. And if you are somebody that really wants to future-proof your career, look at doing some courses and upskill yourself in this new technology. It is incredibly important. It is the number one fastest growing skill in Australia. And I can guarantee you that's also worldwide. So do yourself a favor, future-proof your career now and get involved in this new tech. The second fastest growing skill, according to LinkedIn, this isn't my words, this is coming straight from the data from LinkedIn. They've obviously got millions of people on that platform now. They've got live data. This is all the analytics coming through, is communication. Now, this is something that I am continuing to work on. I know that I can go off on tangents. I have some filler words when I'm speaking, not putting myself down, just always wanting to improve. But communication is going to be something that I double down on this year and beyond. In a world of constant noise, clear communication is an absolute superpower. Remember that. So it's not just obviously communicating in terms of speaking. Okay, that's one, but you got to think about, you know, think about your audience, right? So, you know, we communicate now via emails, via Zooms, Teams, we communicate in person. And it's really, really important to think about your tone, your clarity, timing, power of the pause, really important. Master your storytelling capabilities, master your presentation. If you get nervous speaking in public or speaking to a board or presenting, get yourself a coach or a mentor in public speaking. Go and do something like Toastmasters. Just make sure that you are not neglecting your communication. It is so important. And it's the number two on the top five of fastest growing skills. So we can't neglect this now. And I think that the key thing when it comes to communication as well, and this is for me to note as well, because something I'm constantly working on, it's also really important to actively listen. If we don't listen, we don't learn. We never ever want to presume. We always want to come into every meeting, every interaction with a human being and not assume anything. We literally want to be present, which I think is another skill we all need to work on. Present, because we're busy and our mind's going from one thing to the other. But when we're with another human being, when we're interacting, whether it's our team, whether it's our boss, whether it's a coworker, whatever it is, we want to be present and we want to be actively listening, okay? Because if we do that, we are then able to respond in a more intelligent way. And here's a tip as well, because I've done this in the past and it's actually got me into more trouble and issues than anything else. If we don't know the answer to something, it's okay to say, thank you so much for bringing this to my attention. Can I have 24 hours to sit with this? And I'm going to come back once I've had a thought about how I want to respond to this. Or I'm going to go away and do some research and come back to you on that, right? We don't have to have the answer to everything. When I think communication goes a bit, you know, skew-whiff, is when we're fumbling over our words, we're not quite sure of the answer, and we're just saying something that someone else wants to hear. We need to stop doing this, because this is how we get caught out. This is how we feel like imposters. This is how we think that we're frauds, okay? We don't know everything. No one does. We're human beings. This is where our AI comes in. Let's go and all use ChatGPT and we'll have the answers in 5 seconds flat. But communication is crucial. And in a world full of tech, in a world full of AI, it's how we communicate our ideas. It's these human skills that are more in demand than ever before. So this is really something for us all to continue to work on. Okay, so you want to be able to convey your ideas clearly, tailor your message to your audience, collaborate across teams, and especially in a remote and hybrid settings. This is going to be such an important skill to master. Okay, so again, number two skill, communication. The third skill, and this is really interesting, by the way, because I think people would automatically think it's going to be another hard skill, like coding or something, but it's strategic thinking. Okay, I love this quote. Tactics win battles, strategy wins wars. Right? So what is the strategy that we're bringing into the workplace, okay? So I think this is really, really important. So what is it? What is strategic thinking, right? So I was thinking about this the other day, like how can we really break this down? So I think about it as the ability to anticipate trends, connect the dots across the data, and make long-term decisions aligned with the business goals, right? So I often catch myself when I'm thinking about a new idea for the business, the recruitment business or the podcast or whatever I'm doing, I can sometimes get really, really into the weeds straight away. But what I'm trying to learn to do is actually being able to zoom out and think ahead. Instead of being like in the moment, in the weeds of all the noise and all the chaos and not seeing the bigger picture, because that's actually when I start to feel overwhelmed. And I think, oh God, I can't take anything else on because I've got so much that I've got to do and this is too much now. But zooming out, that ability to just sort of like take a breath and think about the whole as opposed to just thinking about zooming in into the problem is absolutely crucial for this new world of work. Another thing I think that really good strategic thinkers do is they ask incredible questions. This is going to be something that we all are going to have to get better at. Asking really, really intelligent questions. You ask better questions, you get better answers. Then it's going to come down to challenge assumptions and plan with the end in mind. Again, all really important things, right? So if you've got a big goal that you're working towards in your career or your business, or you're running a project right now, it's really important to think, okay, this is where we're going. This is the end goal. Now, then it's about asking the questions. Okay, what do we need to do right now? What do we need to do in 3 months? What do we need to do? What's the next milestone? Like making sure you're really sort of asking the questions. And then when you hear the problems or the challenges that could potentially come up, don't just assume that they're going to be the roadblockers. Okay, how are we going to overcome this? What's the best move forward, right? But it is really the ability to, I think, zoom out, ask questions, be curious, challenge assumptions. These are the skills that we're going to need. And I tell you what, they're going to be even more in demand across leadership, product management, marketing, and I would even go to say education, because that needs a massive shakeup right now as well. Another thing that I think really good strategic thinkers do is they are very, very good at pausing and having really, really good emotional regulation. I think that in the past, when something's come up that's been challenging or confronting, I can be quite reactive. And what I'm trying to teach myself, because I know this is such an important skill, is to just, like I said, zoom out, take a pause before jumping into the solution. Because if you're constantly reacting to problems, you are not going to solve them with the right level of thinking that's required. So the ability to take a step back, see the whole picture, zoom out, pause, emotionally regulate, these are all going to be incredibly important skills as we move through this next decade. And that's because the world is speeding up and we can't just react. We can't just put band-aids on things and hope they stick, because they won't. We need to find, I guess, scalable, robust, that word comes up a lot at the moment, but we need to find these really, really long-term solutions. And they're not going to come probably immediately when we're put on the spot. So instead of reacting, it's digesting, going away, asking different questions, challenging assumptions, and then being able to come up with more answers. That is just incredibly, incredibly important. The fourth growing skill, according to the LinkedIn data, is proficiency with large language models. So as AI becomes a bigger part of how we work, there's going to be a growing demand for two types of people: those that can build powerful tools like ChatGPT and those that know how to use them effectively in their day jobs. Now, this isn't just a trend anymore. It's becoming a workplace essential. So some common titles of people that are sort of, I guess, already prompting it, using it every day would be like software engineer, data scientist, data analytics. Okay, so that's sort of, I guess, a common job title. But this is going to be for everyone. And like I said at the start, if you're not interacting with ChatGPT right now or Microsoft Copilot or any of the new AI tools out there, please just practice with them. Please upskill in them. Okay, it is so important. Thinking back to a recent episode that we uploaded, it was the Sisterhood Social, where Krithika shared that how her son got into university was he basically had to showcase how he would prompt ChatGPT, prompt AI. That was one of the tests to get into university, right? So already the education system, gratefully and good, is embracing this. So this is just going to become part of our day to day. So there's so many courses out there right now, free courses out there on prompt engineering, on data analytics, how to sort of like read and decipher data. But this is going to be on the rise. You're going to see this more and more. And I'm already starting to see it on job ads. I'm already starting to get requests for this when it comes to opportunities that come in to Seed Solutions. So again, this is on the top five, skill number four, machine learning, prompt engineering. These are very, very important skills to look into and upskill yourself on. So please take these things seriously, because they are going to change the way we work, and they're massively going to be a huge competitive edge for you in the workplace. So machine learning, prompt engineering, top number, skill set number four. The fifth and final skills that are rising, according to LinkedIn, is, no surprise here again, adaptability. Now, I speak about this quite a bit, and I think that this is actually going to be something that a lot of people do struggle with. I think as human beings, we don't like change. We like certainty. We like to cling to what we know, what feels comfortable. We don't like new. And in this new world of work, in the new future, we can't afford to have that mindset anymore. We need to have a growth mindset. We need to be adaptable. We need to be thinking about, how is my role, how is my career going to look in the age of AI? And we also need to be ready and prepared to, as Catherine Boychuk put it, have our boats capsized. So we need to be adaptable. We need to be thinking, how am I going to approach these situations? How can I look at these new trends and technologies and be curious about them? Not push them to one side, but be curious, be open to them. What new skills do I need to acquire? Where are my gaps? Because if we don't, we could honestly get so left behind. And like I said at the start, I don't want any single person that listens to this podcast to get left behind when it comes to the future of work. So a few tips for how you can build your adaptability that I want you to consider is, try stepping out of your comfort zone, even in small little ways. Taking on a new task at work or trying something different in a routine all builds confidence and flexibility. So I want you to start saying yes more. Be open to new challenges. The other thing I want you to do to really help build your adaptability is be continuously learning. Adaptable people are curious. So any opportunity you get, whether that's on your commute, whether that's walking the dog, whether that's hitting the gym, whatever you do, you could be listening to podcasts, audiobooks. You could be doing short courses in your free time. Like, instead of coming home and sitting in front of the TV, maybe thinking, okay, a few hours a week, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to do that course on prompt engineering or AI, whatever it is, but utilizing the time. So be curious and really invest in yourself. Another thing that I just think is really, really important to remember when thinking about adaptability is we have to get comfortable not having all the answers. Now, for somebody that's a bit of a control freak like myself, this is uncomfortable. This is a bit unnerving when I don't know everything, when I don't have all the answers. But you know what? There's so much growth in that as well. So it's surrendering and being okay with the fact that I'm not going to have all the answers to everything, and I'm going to have to go away and do some research and dig deep and find the answers myself. This is really, really important. Another thing that I think really does grow adaptability, and something that I'm really, really big on, is constantly asking for feedback. Honestly, it is the fastest way to learn, to adjust, to grow, to improve, and especially in today's working world. Now, when you're asking for feedback, I think it's really important to ask for feedback from people that you know and trust. You know, you don't want to be asking for feedback that somebody from somebody that maybe isn't going to give you honesty, maybe someone that's not, you don't really respect. So be really, really cautious of who you ask for feedback from. But I think it's real-time live data on ourselves, on our strengths and our weaknesses. So asking for feedback is really, really important. You can ask that from your boss. You can ask that from a coworker that you trust. I'm constantly even asking Pam, my business partner, hey, how did I do after that call? Like, was there anything I could have done differently? Like, if we go and pitch at a meeting, the first thing I say is like, you know, let's focus on all the things that went well and, you know, making sure that, you know, we're stacking the evidence and we're building that confidence. But then once that sort of settled down, I'll say to her, hey, look, just out of curiosity, was there anything that I could have done better in that meeting? And we'll have a conversation about it. Even every single month, Pam and I and the team will sit down and go through all the things that went really well and all the things that we can improve upon. But again, this all builds that curiosity, adaptability, and that open mindset. And the final thing I think that when it comes to adaptability is practicing that emotional agility. I think the big thing for us all to notice is how we handle stress. And I think that stress is kind of unavoidable now as we move into this new world. Like, there's going to be things that are going to stress us out, but not all stress is bad. I think this is the thing. I think we live in a society now that's just like, as soon as you say the word stress, you instantly think, oh, stress is bad. But stress is actually not a bad thing. Like, you think about, you know, when you go to the gym, you're putting stress on your muscles, right? When you put stress on your muscles, what happens? They get stronger. And this is the thing. Sometimes when we come up against stress, we actually get stronger, because if we can deal with the stress in a really emotionally intelligent way, it actually makes us more resilient. It makes us more adaptable. So let's not think about stress as a negative thing. Let's reframe stress as a positive thing. When we're under stress, as long as we don't, that doesn't tip into overwhelm or burnout or anxiety, but when we're going through periods of things feeling uncertain, change happening, see it as, this is an opportunity for me to grow. This is an opportunity for me to be more adaptable. This is an opportunity for me to lean in and really focus on the right things, the things that I can control, the things that are in my wheelhouse, my strengths as opposed to my weaknesses. But I think that whole emotional agility is really, really important in this new world of work. And we need to lean in and we need to be embracing this. So that is number 5 of the top 5 fastest growing skills according to LinkedIn. So let's just make sure we've got them all. AI literacy. This is not going away. Please upskill yourself. Play with this new technology. It's absolutely crucial now. The second, communication. Something I continue to work on every single day. One of the things I always do after these podcasts is I listen back to myself. Do I enjoy it? Not particularly. You know, I don't, but I listen back because I want to improve my communication. I want to continue to get better so I can serve you. I can make sure that the words that I'm saying is having impact. So it's really, really important to think about your communication. So maybe even record yourself. Maybe next time you're at a meeting, say, hey, I'm just going to press play on this voice record and listen to yourself back. Again, that feedback loop, it's real-time data, it's how we learn. The other thing you can do is practice mirror work, how you present yourself. But all these things are critical, because if you're not aware of your little, like, I don't know, like, things that you do, like maybe you play with your hair when you're presenting, maybe you shuffle around, maybe you have quite a few filler words, maybe you speak really quick to try and get the message across. Like, you're not going to know how to improve if you're not aware of what needs to be changed. So communication, absolutely crucial. This is something that we all need to continue to work on. Third, strategic thinking. Again, in a world where there's constant change, where there's going to be new things to overcome on a daily basis, our ability to zoom out, look at the bigger picture, is going to be absolutely crucial. So that's going to be a skill in very, very high demand, particularly, I think, in leadership. The fourth, large language models. This isn't going anywhere. We need to make sure that we can really utilize AI properly, prompt engineer, looking into courses around sort of data analytics. So this is going to be a massive, massive skill of the future. So making sure that you're taking this seriously as well. I do believe actually that LinkedIn Learning have a course on this as well. So if your business offers any sort of online learning, this could be something you could definitely utilize. And the fifth skill, adaptability. And I've just gone through all the ways that we can start to build this. But these are the top five. If you continue to work on these throughout 2025, you are going to future-proof your career. You're going to position yourself in such a powerful way, and companies are going to start noticing you. People in your organization are going to start noticing you. You're going to feel more confident to speak up in meetings. You're going to have more ideas that come to you. So we can't neglect this now. We have to make sure that we're in the driver's seat of our own careers, and we have to be really thinking about these top five skills and how we can all be working with them on a weekly basis. So that is the end of today's episode. As always, I really hope that there's been some value in this. Please reach out to me. Let me know. In fact, here's an exercise for a bit of accountability. We all need a bit of accountability sometimes. Reach out to me and let me know what out of these top five you're going to start working on today. Let me know. Send me an email, shoot me a DM on LinkedIn, or even comment below. If you're watching this on YouTube, comment below. If you're watching this on, or listening to this on Spotify or Apple, leave a review and pop it in the comments. But let me know. And then we can all start holding each other accountable for skills that we're going to continue to work on. But wherever you are in the world, I'm forever grateful for you for listening every week. Please share this episode if you got value from it. And I look forward to speaking with you again very soon. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thank you so much for doing that, and I can't wait to share the next episode with you.